Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right, then let's move on to a couple of topics. I want to start with your man here with the Darwin Nunes stuff. For those who don't know, obviously if you're not active at all, totally active on social media, you might not know, but Darwin Nunes went through his Instagram account. He deleted every picture pretty much to do with Liverpool Football Club. There was reports, of course, that he'd been suffering. Him and his partner actually have been getting some pretty horrible messages after his recent performance against Tottenham. We saw Nico Williams go through something similar a few years ago, Neil, when he went through. It's a very modern way of showing, like, that something's not right. I think also it just shows, like, they are young kids and, like, these things can affect them. But what have you made of the whole discourse around this?
Yeah, I mean, I did notice today that he hasn't done it on Twitter, has he, or X?
No.
Because I noticed he replied to Luis Suarez's message or a Luis Suarez post with Idolo.
I think it's easier to do it on Instagram.
Yeah, possibly, yeah. But everything's what you would normal for his ex. So I don't. It's difficult to speculate on his intentions. Obviously, you can read the obvious into it. There's something that's annoyed him. He did it when he first joined Liverpool, didn't he? I think it was on Twitter.
Doing the Silencia thing, the friendly.
He wrote resilience, didn't he, on his message after he had a little bit. I mean, I think it was his first pre-season goal. So clearly, you can read into that he does have a handle on what is being said about him or to him on social media. It would be a terrible shame if Liverpool fans had made him feel like, you know, he doesn't want to have those pictures up that are getting comments underneath, or, you know, receive messages on the back of certain pictures around Liverpool or whatever. I get it, not about me. It gets me down when I find myself on a general football post, and you click on it, and it might have like Mo Salah has now scored 25 goals in six consecutive, whatever it is, and then you end up some sort of in this like sort of rabbit hole of comments and just people arguing under the line saying, yeah, but he never did it in this game, or they're all penalties, or the, you know, I find myself sometimes having to catch myself on and say, stop reading them.
Doom
scrolling indeed. And I don't get too much sort of aimed at me or anything like that. But so anyone can do it, can't they? Just because he's a number nine, just because he's an international footballer, paid a lot of money and you know, high profile, doesn't mean he's you don't do that. So it would be the biggest shame would be that if it was coming from his own supporters, because really. And if he was to feel that way, I would my message to him would be, just listen to what the fans when you're in the stadium, because I've never seen a player get his name chanted for less in games. Sometimes, you know, like he only has to close down a fullback, or he can have a loose touch and then make a slide tackle or whatever. And Nunes, you know, the support he's had in the stadium throughout his Liverpool time is what Liverpool's support is.
Don't
judge it by social media.
I think you're right. Do you think? I think I've got a sense that the supporters in the stadiums and in grounds know that he probably needs that. Like the certain characters,
yeah.
I think we're all pretty good judge of characters.
Yeah.
Like I think everyone has got he probably is the arm around the shoulder guy. I think it started actually with that thing in his first pre-season. A video came out of him missing a couple of chances in a training session, and it was like everyone's piling on. Then he responds like, "Well, obviously this lad's who we're going to have to look after."
Yeah, possibly.
It feels like the fan base in the stadium wants to look after him. I think everyone at times, listen, we've all been, and I think you're allowed to be critical.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it does feel like everyone's kind of got a sense with Darwin that he isn't the kick up the backside player. He's the arm around the shoulder, show him some love kind of player.
Yeah, but you know what? I just think Liverpool fans are generally like that with the players. I think back to, you know, Peter Crouch when he came and, you know, was it 15 odd games, maybe even more, that he never scored, and he had a penalty that he missed and things like that. But I just always remember that it was like, I really want him to do it. I think Andy Carroll, you know, I know Darwin gets unfavourably compared to Andy Carroll, but Andy Carroll was never ever. I never ever got the sense. And I went to a lot of Liverpool games when he played. People just willed him to do well, and again, a bit like Nunes, if he won a big header or he rattled a centre back, people loved it and got behind it. You know, it's no coincidence that so many players play their best football when they play for Liverpool, and when they leave, they're not quite there. And I think a lot of it does come down to, I think Fernando Torres is a good example of, you know. He had it at Atletico Madrid, brilliant. He had it at Liverpool, brilliant, the support. He never quite had it wherever he went after that, and he never quite produced the levels of it. And I think in Darwin's case, of course, you know, you think back to that game at Leicester in the Community Shield, and he scores, and like the sort of just that, like it was a Community Shield, you know, like people talk about, they don't care about that game. Massive sort of moment that he scored. I think everyone was just right behind him from that word go. And I think they still are. I think you're right. There's frustration that he misses some chances and that he runs offside a little bit too much. And, you know, listen, I'm not saying everyone who goes the match is 100% behind them, because people come away from the match and go, oh, I don't know about him, or, you know, we might need to, whatever, wouldn't start and this or that. But when they're there, he gets the full back and a Liverpool fan. So I would urge him not to judge. If he is, that is, by the way, there might be an even, you know, he might be about to unveil a huge Uruguay sort of advertising campaign and he needed to clear up his profile. There could be any reason why he's done it. The obvious implication is that. But I would urge him not to judge sort of, you know, the feeling of Liverpool fans by people on Instagram who, you know, basically the only reason you would leave a comment under an Instagram post is to, you know, say something negative.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I suppose, well, listen, we're not here to put the words right, but my thinking is like, I think it's fine to be critical. I thought he was rubbish against Tottenham. I thought he was. You can see over there, by ranking of him, I put him in the low. I thought he was the worst player when he came on. I thought he did nothing right. But then, I don't mean I want him to feel bad about it. I'm just like, listen, I'm asked to judge. I'm asked to, how did you think Darwin did? Well, actually, I thought he missed an easy chance. He ran offside too often and he made the wrong decision. So that's fine. It is what it is. I think there's a, I don't know, there's this balance between criticism and abusing people. And I think, I don't know, maybe there's a,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. There is a fine line, and I think everyone can be guilty of crossing it at times. But I think sometimes it's so easy when you're frustrated. Oh, I'm going to be angry online. I'm just going to tweet you're a dick. Yeah, or something, rather than, you know, I think that maybe that's what's playing into it. Because listen, it's undeniable that the groans are getting a bit louder for Darwin, as well as the supporters. There are times when I'll be honest, it's almost gallows humour. He's offside again. And so I do think there's a bit of that to it as well.
Yeah.
So the frustration's growing, but it can't turn into abuse because it's just no good for anybody.
No, and I think there is a little bit as well. I think on Instagram in particular, actually, but Twitter X to a degree. But everything's boiled down into these one sentences, aren't they? So Darwin Nunez's season becomes, no player has missed more big chances, or no player has been caught offside more, or, you know, whatever, some sort of statistic that it tells you 0.1% of the story of a player's season or whatever, but it becomes everything, doesn't it? So you get like, you know, you get these sort of weird ones. I saw like no team has conceded as many shots as Manchester United since January the 1st. And it's like, well, what's that mean? You know, like what about December the 31st? Is that still apply then? You know, like, but it's engagement, isn't it? We're all a little bit guilty of it. We'll put up a picture and invite a comment. What do you think? What did you think of X's performance? Who would your midfield be this game? Or what would your team selection? Who would you like to see Liverpool sign? So it invites that level of it. But obviously, Darwin seems to me, and his history tells you that he is someone who A, sees it, and B, pays attention to it. I would hope that he would also see the bigger picture of it, which is, look, you know, he's a youngish player. Of course, he's come with a big price tag. He's got a big reputation, but he's a youngish player who can get better. And if he does continue on the upward path, he'll have the full backing of Liverpool supporters, certainly in the stadium. I'm of the opinion, and I'm not. This isn't just because he's shown he might be upset about something, but I think Liverpool should persist with him. I don't agree with this sort of idea that that this is the summer. And listen, I've got friends and people who are sensible sort of commentators on football who think that Liverpool should sell him. I don't. I think keep him. He gets in that many positions. He gets that many chances. He impacts games. He's got things to clear up, but try and clear them up. Don't just say, oh no, he can't do it. He can. We've seen him do it. He's done it at Benfica. He's had a good season at Liverpool. Again, he's a little bit like Liverpool season overall. Take him up to April. Yeah, he had a great season, Darwin Nunez. Take him April to May. He's not really done it. I think he's worth certainly carrying on with.
And do you think he will? Because obviously this is the question. It's that he was brought in the period where Michael Edwards wasn't here.
Yeah.
He was brought by, you know, Jurgen Klopp apparently was very heavily influencing on that decision to bring him in. He's leaving as well. So actually everybody who signs Darwin Nunez is probably not involved in the football club per se. And also, Neil, I was thinking, like, you see this sometimes with Chelsea, and you see obviously could they change a lot, but like it wasn't it. I think sometimes if you make what you perceive to be an error in the, and I'm not saying he was one, but if you almost feel obliged to stick with it because it was my mistake, I need to see this through. Like, there's nobody there who was involved with signing Darwin. So if they wash their hands of him, they can go, well, it wasn't our problem. So that's the only, because I agree, if Jürgen was here, I probably wouldn't even be a question, but because he's leaving, there's, like I say, it's a clean slate for everybody, really. What do you see the future with Darwin for next season and beyond?
Yeah, well, I think it would depend on what would you be getting by selling him. You know, with the best will, you're not going to get what you paid for him. I don't see too many markets for him as a number nine at this moment. I don't think
some Barcelona rumours.
Barcelona aren't going to be signing a player for big money this summer. You know, their financial situation is they're going to be looking to keep hold of the players that they've got. Yeah. I think more so than anything else. I don't see Barcelona signing Darwin Nunez when they've already got Robert Lewandowski and, you know, various others that they're worried about anyway. But I think it's a really difficult. It's difficult to judge unless you've got a bid on the table. Really, I just look at it and say, well, he's your second top scorer this season. He's your second. I think he's the second top assister. He might even be the top assister. I think Salah might be just above him. You know, he's whatever you think about moments in games when he misses chances, the overall trend of him is that he makes a positive impact on Liverpool's attacking. He gets in good positions to shoot, he gets plenty of goals, he gets plenty of assists, he could get more, of course. Like, he's worth the place in the squad for sure. You know, if he didn't have the price tag, I don't think there'd be the question about it. I think it'd be, you know, he's one of the rotation parts, but none of Liverpool's other forwards, Salah is an island on his own, but the others, look, you know, Luis Diaz has got his faults. Luis Diaz probably doesn't have as much output as you'd want. Cody Gakpo's had a really good finish to the season, but he had an indifferent spell. Diogo Jota's got a lot of injuries, I think, and he's capable of obviously having a brilliant season, but can he keep him fit for their Darwin's got as much upside as any of them, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you're right, by the way, he's joined top with Mo Salah.
There you go, yeah.
So 13 assists and 8.
Yeah, so I mean, listen, and of course, you know, you always say he could have had more, but okay, that, he might have more next season. You know, I still see the upside, obviously, the glass half full, or 31. The Costa Cup half full.
31 goal involvements. For example, you compare them to Luis Diaz. I know Luis Diaz missed a bit of time as well, but so did Darwin.
Yeah.
He's got 13 goals in all
you
the comps.
Put appearances up. I bet you he's got more appearances than...
Let's have a look.
Than most of the others.
He's top.
Top, there you go.
Nobody's played more games for Liverpool.
There you go. So, I mean, that's availability as well is a big part of what you want from him. So, of course, I see the upside in Nunes. I really do. And, yeah, I hope he's all right. I'm sure he is. I'm sure next week, you know, when he scores at Villa or whatever, and he has his name chanted by the away end, there'll be a smile on his face. But, you know, just a shame that he's obviously... Something seems to have upset him.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.